Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to say.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for it.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, before we get into the news of the day, I think the best news of the day is now my gardening update. I can't escape it. I crave it now. I knew that was going to happen. Liam knew that too. But we planted some more sweet potatoes in the sandy soil of Central Africa, where I am. No, is that Florida? Yeah, Florida. the sweet potatoes love it. They don't have to do a whole lot, not a lot of soil amendments. But we did the raised beds. We just started some peppers in there. We have some others previous, stackable gardens that are growing some great peppers already. We've got oregano. We've got thyme. We've got, if I'm remembering all the different things, we've got mint, spearmint, in fact, going. It's really nice. But as far as the sprout, we just got a sprouting tray as well coming up, and we have done some sprouting of all kinds of things, from tomatoes to carrots to more peppers to green beans. By the way, the green beans were the first out of the gate. Almost within 12 to 24 hours, they started sprouting. I believe that's right, the green beans, if I'm not mistaken. And there's just so many things going through my head as I'm looking at these things. My eyeballs are popping out going, man, I love life. It's good to just watch it grow. And so got some more digging in the dirt to do, but happy news in that it's not that difficult. If Robert Scott Bell can do it, you can too. A little bit of things that you can do. In fact, I talked to a local guy here who's known in this area for having a prolific, on a third of an acre, prolific food gardens. Some fruit trees, but a lot of raised beds and different things that are, you know, always feeding herbs, different things like that. And, of course, the soil here really bites for a lot of good stuff, so you really have to work the soil to make it happen. Depending on where you are, there's some work to be done. But, again, play in the dirt. It's a good thing. Good thing. Don't be afraid of the dirt. And we got to enhance the microorganisms in there. That's going to be a challenge here where I am. Anyway, that's the startup. It is outside the box, you know, middle of the week, hump day. Ty Bollinger's scheduled to join us. We're going to talk about, remember Cassandra C., who was strapped down and forced chemo against her will. Well, the interview that was revealed, and she was on the show with Ty as well, but they did a video interview, has been attacked by a quack. Let's just say it that, a quackeroo. And we're going to get to that among other stories. But first up, robertscottbell.com, the place to go. Health, freedom, healing, liberty, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN, our syndicator, and naturalnewsradio.com, and many other places. Starting with if Super Don were here, he's trying to find a place to live. He'll show up eventually. And I want him to find a safe home where he's not being met with crack pipes. You know, if you heard the story yesterday at the gas station or local whatever, hey, buddy, it's crazy stuff when you live in the city. So I said, if you can, move out to the country. Yeah, I mean, there's no place that's, sanctuary on earth. I mean, this is a proving ground, I guess, for souls to learn, to grow. And I hope really find out about that thing called vitamin L, love, ultimately. But it seems to be a lot of pain to get there. And speaking of that pain, that's the topic we're going to open with today. A vindication of sorts. I've been saying acetaminophen, a.k.a. Tylenol, and it's not just me saying it, but my goodness, it's one of the most liver-toxic drugs on planet Earth. It really is, and it's been that way since the beginning. And yet, it's still popped like there's no tomorrow. Keep taking the Tylenol, and there will be no tomorrow. Acetaminophen. Now, a study out of Israel, we've got two interesting stories out of Israel today, is finding that acetaminophen is toxic to the liver at far lower levels than previously believed or perceived. And I remember years ago, again, I have family in Israel, my mom was born there, that they've done some amazing things in the scientific field. I mean, partly by necessity, if you can imagine being surrounded by people that want to push you off into the sea. And I'm not getting into the politics of what's going on, because governments all around the world, from the U.S. government, the Israeli government, to the Hamas government, if you can call it that. I mean, everybody's got their problems. But this is focused on a scientific breakthrough in development in bionics, interestingly enough. You know, Steve Austin, the $6 million man, of course, now with inflation, he'd be the $6 billion man. But the bionics we're talking about here is making liver on a chip. And we're not talking liver and fava beans, but, I mean, literally, human liver cells somehow that are viable for a month on a chip, usually, you know, a day or two. You can't really test to see what happens when you interact with these chemicals or environmental toxins, other things. And while it's been known that acetaminophen can cause what's known as nephrotoxicity, toxicity to the kidneys, also linked to a rare but serious skin conditions or reactions, they didn't really understand the mechanism of action, particularly on the liver. And Oren Shibolet, he's the head of the liver unit at Tel Aviv Sourasky Medical Center, has released this. He says this new technology that they have provides exceptional insight into drug toxicity and could, in fact, transform current practice. And I believe that is the case here. Now, as a homeopath, we look at liver congestion far before, I mean, long before the medical establishment can say, oh, my gosh, your liver enzymes are elevated. Let's do something about it. What do they have? They don't have a drug for you. Maybe they put you on a waiting list for a new liver. Or they say stop drinking and smoking, but they don't say anything about organic food or GMOs or anything like that, much less OTC and prescription drugs, which are all, guess what, toxic to the liver. Ladies, that includes you. We're going to get to that in a little while. But they grew these liver organs less than a millimeter in diameter, and they can survive for about a month, not normally, but this way that they have this technology that they developed is amazing. So they're testing Tylenol at extremely low levels, and they're finally identifying at least one of the ways that it is impacting the liver. And they're talking about that the Tylenol or the acetaminophen interferes with cellular respiration. These are normal function, metabolic functions for survival of the cell. And if you disrupt or interfere with that cellular respiration, you kill the cell. And this is why, even at low levels, acetaminophen is devastating to the liver at lower levels than they previously considered. So those of you thinking you can pop a Tylenol and have no problem, believe me, on top of that with alcohol, if you drink it all, it's devastating. And in fact, the number one reason over the past number of years that people are dying of acute liver failure is due to an OTC prescription, OTC drug. Of course, it's also included in certain prescriptions, so we'll get to that. But acetaminophen. So be careful, folks. If you need to reduce pain, there are other ways. And I don't mean OxyContin for kids, although that is the next big story here on the docket. Can you believe it? The FDA approves OxyContin for kids as young as 11 years old. What is OxyContin? It's only the most powerful and frequently abused painkiller in America, maybe around the world in terms of approved by government. Right? Why is it that opium, the opium poppy, for instance, cursed, you know, even though it has medicinal properties in its mother state, cursed as evil, and we look the other way when modern man in modern medicine and the medical mafia and monopoly creates something out of these plant derivatives by synthesizing them, patenting them, and selling them to us as official drugs. Somehow it's okay then? It's somehow safe, effective, and godlike, godly? This is kind of the point of Kathy Bates last week, the surprise guest, talking about healing God's way. Is that we place this godly perspective on doctors and their drugs, and this is true of people who are deeply religious and attend worship services every week or more in church or synagogues, and they worship the doctor and the drugs as sacrosanct, when we should be embracing the things in the Bible where they wrote about the herbs and the plants and the that's where the medicine is, the real medicine is. But the FDA says, well, we've got a new pediatric indication for OxyContin. You could be 11 years old, and we can do this. Now, what it is a long-release version of oxycodone. Some of those oxys contain Tylenol, interestingly enough, acetaminophen. I don't know if this one does. But guess what, kids? It's an opioid that acts on your brain like heroin. Heroin. Except the government says this kind of heroin is good for you. All good, kids. Join in the party. Get addicted because the FDA, your government, your preacher, man, your rabbi, your mom, your dad might say, oh, it's okay. The drug, it's approved by the doctor. The doctor wrote the prescription. So it's okay. Now, this is not to make light of pain. I've been there. I've told this story many times, many years ago, prior to having our first child, that I reached over to pick up a bike. It was back in Georgia. I collapsed on the ground in a pain. It was like a fiery explosion, a city wide in my lower back. I've never felt anything like it, and I never want to feel anything like it again. And I called my buddy, the medical doctor, who I knew would care for me, Dr. Oladeli. He was from Nigeria. I went to Emory with him. And he said, I have that kind of back pain from time to time, and I'm telling you, what we have won't even touch it. These potent drugs wouldn't even touch it. And so where did I go? I went to a doctor of chiropractic to get adjusted and put things in perspective. I took a lot of natural anti-inflammatories, homeopathy. I got through the crisis. I didn't want to do it again. But there are ways, is the point. There are ways. My way may not be the best way for you, but there are ways. And the FDA approves OxyContin, but of course ignores what? Like in this Vox article, a Vox article, which is a far left-leaning website that attacks anybody that's into natural medicine, they ask this question, should you take Tylenol, Advil, or aspirin for pain? So, the leftists worship at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Tell me I'm wrong, you progressives. Not here in my audience. I know you're already with me, or a lot of you are on the way for me. But so many of the leftists look at the drugs, again, that's their religion. And so you got Vox is saying, oh, well, that's all you got, Tylenol, Advil, or aspirin. And, of course, they bash acetaminophen. What is it? Why are they all attacking acetaminophen now? Is there a new OTC painkiller coming out? They want everybody to transfer over right now to ibuprofen, seemingly, which can damage your kidneys, which can damage your gastrointestinal system, vascular system, etc. How about CBD? Yeah. How about omega-3 essential fatty acids? How about homeopathic pain relief, arnica even, for goodness sake? Or if you have a migraine headache, how about a coffee enema? Except for Superdawn, of course. No discussion of that in the mainstream media. That's why you're here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. I'll remind you, do not a Google search, but good gopher search when you want good information on natural integrative approaches that the mainstream media does not approve of, because you know they're good.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You can follow me on Twitter at RS Bell Media if you do that sort of thing. And yeah, I might follow you back. I do a lot of the people I know that are on Twitter anyway. This is an interesting story. I hope the FDA is not listening. If you're an FDA agent, turn off the stream, turn off your radio right now. Okay? You've been commanded, right? You're a public servant. You do as I say, right? Yeah, right. Let's see. This relates to depression, okay? Now, the theory has been that if you are hanging out with depressed people, you can become depressed, right? Like it's contagious. We talk about yawns being contagious, but how about depression? It's contagious. Well, good news, a study shows that maybe being around somebody who's bumming you out won't necessarily cause you to be depressed. Necessarily. I mean, temporarily you might not feel great, but it doesn't have a long-term negative impact. I suppose if you stay in that environment all the time, okay, that's a different story. But they're talking about interacting with people in this way, right? But the good news could be the bad news, depending on how you talk about your friends. For instance, if you say your friends really got you out of depression, and it could be the truth, okay, your friends help you to not be depressed. The question is, if this occurs, and there's scientific validation to that, because apparently this study is about to do that, could it be the FDA will send a warning letter to your friends to tell them that they are an unapproved new drug, not proven safe or effective for anything, especially depression? Here's a guy that typically makes me happy. So he might be one of those guys. His name is Super Don. Super Don could be labeled as a drug because I get happy when he's around.
As long as I don't cause depression, constipation, or sexual dysfunction, I'm good, right?
Yeah, I don't think there are any irritable side effects other than if I don't hear from you, then I go, man, that's aggravating.
Sorry. Well, listen, I am in Austin, and any of our Austin listeners might appreciate this and might get a giggle out of the fact that it took me over a half an hour to go 9 miles.
I knew it would. I told you.
On top of that, the vehicle that I'm affectionately calling either the Filthy Barney or the Grape Ape.
What was the heat wave?
It overheated on me. But
I told you, you were overheating within 2 miles. How do you expect to go 9? Anyway, stand by. We got to get your microphone hooked up because you're coming in and out. But I want to complete this context because I don't want Super Don or any of your friends labeled as an unapproved new drug. And this is according to the study that the good news is that a healthy mood amongst friends is linked with a significantly reduced risk of developing and an increased chance of recovering from, guess what? Depression. Now, that is a drug claim, my friends. This is very scary. I don't want any of my friends that make me happy. And, you know, I'm not literally saying you make me happy. You get that. You get the sense of it. But what the study says, you are reducing my risk of developing depression, and you are increasing my chance of recovering from depression. Not that I'm depressed, but this is an amazing story. It's a great news story. Of course, we already knew that. I guess it sort of could be a moment of duh, or reverse duh, because we didn't know about the non-depression scenario. But we now need to refer to our friends that lift us up out of depression as supporting a healthy mood. Right? We've got to make it a structure function claim because freedom of speech in America does not exist when it comes to healing. So if you have a natural substance that is non-synthetic and non-patented, not approved by the FDA as a drug to treat, for instance, depression, you can't make the claim that it cures, treats, relieves, mitigates depression. Even if your kids really do, or even if your friends really do. I certainly don't want your kids to be labeled an unapproved new drug. You might need a drug for that. But the reality is, we're dealing with an insane asylum, and the inmates are running it. The inmates are in the bureaucratic oligarchy of the FDA, the FTC, etc., that limit your speech. Now, if the FDA is still listening, and I told them not to, that means they probably will, maybe they'll see the absurdity of their ways, and maybe they'll quit. That would be a great thing. Just quit. Stop with the bureaucratic oligarchy. Stop with the stifling of health, freedom, and healing liberty. And don't tell me, oh no, people are going to die. They're going to drop in the streets if there was no FDA. 106,000 to 784,000 Americans a year die due to FDA-approved drugs and methods and the medical monopoly. So don't give me that. Quit, FDA agents. Quit now. Save your soul. And your friends really do alleviate depression. Stick that in your OxyContin pipe and smoke it.
Can you repeat the part of the OxyContin stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you enjoying the Robert Scott Bell Show? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. The Robert Scott Bell Show has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/RSB. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show. Tell us your opinion on what you hear on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Visit us at gcnlive.com/RSB. That's gcnlive.com/RSB.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thanks to our intern, Op Ed Extraordinaire, and he's back with me right now. Super Don, we got the word. He was on the bat phone, and he found a place to live, at least temporarily, but he's comfortable. Next couple of weeks, he's good. We've been concerned in a new place, a tale of a new city for him, and the vehicle from hell. I'll just say it that because it overheats like it's in hell. So got to keep him going.
So iPad back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. My millennial friend, you know, there's some really interesting women's stories. Are you up for covering women's stories?
Oh, sure thing. Sure thing.
Okay. This first one's rather, it's about as strange as they come. Natural News covered this as well. Mike Adams wrote about it just today. The National Institutes of Health funds search for mysterious obesity gremlins that are secretly making lesbians fat. Now, Mike is known to write satire, but when he does so, it says satire, right? This is not satire. Yes. This is for real. According to the study funded by the NIH and awarded to a Boston hospital for more than $1.5 million of your taxpayer dollars, feel good about every time you write that check or something is withheld from you. There's some mysterious phenomenon covertly making lesbians obese in apparent violation of the dietary laws of cause and effect. Now, is this a stereotype? I mean, Ed, I know the millennial generation didn't carry or doesn't, as far as I know, carry a lot of the burden of, I don't know if we call it prejudice against gay people, you know, that previous generations had. You know, there's more of an acceptance of this is who you are, that's cool, that's fine. But is it true that all lesbians are fat? Are you aware of this? I was not aware of this.
Oh, no, I was not aware of that. You know, it's a new fact, I suppose, you know?
Well, according to the NIH-funded study, it says this, and I quote, "It is now well established that women of minority sexual orientation are disproportionately affected by the obesity epidemic." It's like they caught something. What is that? "With nearly three-quarters of adult lesbians overweight or obese compared to half of heterosexual women." So 25% more gay women are obese, according to this study.
What's interesting about that is, you know, you wonder, you look at the statistics of it and how they did the study. As you mentioned, they didn't include dietary factors. I mean, it's like talking about volleyball without including volleyball players. I mean, how did they get fat? I mean, is it a gremlin, as Mike was saying, like, did someone just jump in their body and start consuming French fries from them and stuff? I mean, to be fair.
Yeah, there's a discussion of diet in the study, not even considered by the scientific researchers. What is the mystery here? As he said, is it a genetic gremlin in, you know, women who happen to be lesbians? I don't know. Again, I was not aware that there was. Have I ever seen a lesbian who happened to be gravitationally challenged? Sure, yeah. But it didn't occur to me that there was some genetic gremlin. I thought, okay, maybe they eat poorly. They don't exercise. You know, basically like anybody else. And maybe there's a laziness gene in those women. I don't know. I have no answer, but I'm thinking, why waste $1.5 million on a study to determine why they're obese?
A new chapter in Upside Down World, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
it's absolutely crazy.
I got nothing against fat lesbians, but if you are fat and you're lesbian and you're eating too much garbage, what do you expect? It's not a mystery. Any more than if you were a straight female, okay? Just the perspective there. Now, getting a little more positive spin in terms of female news, this is really cool. And this is from the Army, the Ranger School, set to graduate two women. Is this the first time in history, Ed?
First time in history. It's groundbreaking what these two women have done. A lot of naysayers, you know, have been nagging these people and nagging the inclusion of women into that unit, but these guys did it. They went through the grueling 16-week course, and they are going to graduate here on Friday.
Now, and I'll just say it: if they are lesbians, they're definitely not fat. And I'm not saying that they are. I'm just saying that they're not fat. They're not obese. So
they've somehow escaped the gremlins. You know, maybe it's Ranger School. Maybe the Army is the trick to escaping the gremlins. Who knows?
Maybe. Yeah, it scares away the fat gremlins. Two officers, both accomplished athletes in their mid-20s and West Point graduates, graduate on Friday along with 94 men from Ranger School at Fort Benning, Georgia. Significant milestone in the move toward allowing women into direct combat roles. You know where they have direct combat roles already? In Israel. I mean, they got some tough Israeli soldiers that happen to be women.
Oh, they're incredibly tough.
Yeah.
I would make the point, I don't know if I necessarily agree with putting women to direct combat. I mean, it's already pretty rough, but I think the equality argument is fair. You know,
I suppose if they qualify and they want to, I know it kind of goes against the gender roles throughout a lot of history, but then we wouldn't have Wonder Woman, you know.
You're right. We wouldn't have Wonder Woman. We wouldn't have what's it called? Wonder Woman? Yep.
Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel. I heard that, what's the MMA fighter that they Ronda Rousey or something?
Ronda Rousey, yep.
She's lobbying to be Captain Marvel.
The guy who's competing in the league, too. Did you see that?
I think so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what about the Navy SEALs? According to this study, too, or I don't know if it's a study, it's a news report, the Navy is planning to open its elite SEAL teams to women. I don't have an opinion on it because I'm not a SEAL, I'm not a Ranger, but I understand there are some difficulties out in the field or even in there. But, again, the two Rangers, which is pretty tough. I'm not going to say it's the same as SEAL training. I don't know. But I think it's pretty impressive that they can do this.
Well, it's an interesting move right now by the military to integrate forces. And, you know, some of the guys think that integrating is going to make the work environment a little bit crazy because guys are going to all be lobbying to try to date or hang out with the girls who are in them. But you know what? I don't know if that actually is simply just bias or if it, you know, actually is a real thing that's going to happen, you know? But the Navy SEALs here, Admiral John Grennett, he's the Chief of Navy Operations, he announced that he'll be opening the door. You know, if you want to do it, you have the opportunity to try out. So I think it's the only thing people were asking for. There aren't many women who want to do this, but the ones who wanted to do it, just want a chance.
If they qualify, are they lowering the standards for the women?
No. And that's I guess, one of the beauties from this is that previously that was the argument, is lower the standards, make it fair for females because they're not guys. But then that kind of undermined the whole philosophy of keeping the standards that all these elite organizations where they're at.
Right, the integrity of the armed forces at that point. Do you remember Jesse Ventura? He was a SEAL, or they called it something before it was a SEAL. Some people claim he wasn't. No, he was a SEAL.
Yeah. I'm very familiar with the case, yep.
He was also in a movie, I think was he in Predator, or was he in, I think it was Predator, the original one with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, it occurs to me that this gives new meaning to his catchphrase, you know, and if we do get SEALs that are female. Do you remember what he said in that movie?
No, I don't. What was the catchphrase?
He said, I ain't got time to bleed. I know. I know. But I'm just thinking, because there was another, and I haven't looked into this intensely, but there's a woman that's promoting the idea of women who are menstruating to just run marathons with no protection. I don't understand this. There's a lot of things today. I know a lot, but there's some things I don't get. And maybe somebody can call us and let us know, because I'm a guy. I was on the Jerry Doyle show last night talking about female sexuality. Two guys talking about female sexuality. I don't know why I got put into this role, but here I am. And we're going to talk about that right now, because the third or fourth story in this segment with you, Op-Ed, I'm putting you on the spot here, has to do with a libido pill, as they claim it, a pink Viagra, it's being called, that just got approved yesterday by the FDA. Did you hear about this?
Oh, yes. I think you guys told me about this. The Sprout Inc., right? Sprout Inc.,
yes, that's right. And there have been a number of iterations or incarnations, if you will, of this drug that were rejected by the FDA. They modified the questionnaire, so to speak, to get a better result, and somehow, with the help of what I would call AstroTurf Women's Group demanding equality, all the way up to Maggie Hamburg at the HHS, putting pressure on the government to say, hey, if men have Viagra, what do we have? We women need something too. And I'm saying, no, you women that are asking this, not that I think there are legitimate women asking this, you know, in this so-called group, this AstroTurf group, you want equality to be poisoned by drugs approved by the FDA? Is that really what you're asking, ladies? That's why I'm saying, with Jerry Doyle, if there is an archive of that or podcast of that, give a listen to Jerry and I discussing this, because he got it. He knows it exactly right, that this is setting women up for some serious adverse events, including passing out, which is like, if you think about the date rape drug, what did it cause women to do? Pass out, and then people would do horrible things. And that's one of the side effects.
Yeah, it's like we talk about, we look at, for example, the macroeconomics of America right now. We're at 1.6 population growth. I mean, we talk about a lot of the sexuality issues, guys taking Viagra and having a lot of long-term effects with masking certain problems which cause them to have to take Viagra in the first place. But, I mean, in the inherent level, we're shrinking as a nation. We're growing in regards to immigration. That's why the population, you know, has grown in the last couple of years. But in regards to inherent population growth, 1.6. We need 2.1 to have a growth. We look down at this. Why does this happen? Less people are getting married, less people are having kids, less people are settling down. And part of this, you know, we look at it, it's this culture of folks to partially becoming infertile. You know, there are guys who are sterile. Their girls are infertile.
Yes.
Most of it is coming from drugs, coming from food, coming from many environmental factors. And this pill seems to be the new, you know, episode in this crazy freak show where we're calling, we're asking for ways to do things that were natural things 50 years ago. Right.
Yeah, indeed. And, you know, we've talked about vaccines. We've talked about drugs. We've talked about the endocrine disruptors in pesticides and plastifiers, et cetera. And literally, if there were a plot to stop the reproduction of the human species, you couldn't have written a better, you know, script, if you will, because the people are taking this stuff voluntarily under the guise that all the things they're taking and eating and drinking are actually helping them when it's literally causing them to be unable to procreate. Now, this doesn't get to the issue of libido, and there are so many complex issues for women in libido that, you know, whereas men, you look at a lamp that's shaped like a leg and suddenly you're ready to go. A woman, it's a little bit more complicated, a little bit more, a lot of more layers.
Yeah, they need romance. Like, there is no pill for romance. Like, that's the thing. All these people looking at this sprouting pharmaceutical pill is like the Viagra for women. First of all, in trials, it gave people amnesia, gave them feel headaches, gave them feel nausea. These don't sound like things are going to cause a sexy kind of event to occur.
Hey, honey, can we get it on? Yeah, I'm feeling kind of nauseous. Let's do it, right? No, that's not how it works. Oh, my gosh. Do we live in a crazy world, crazy culture? Well, I'm glad you get some sanity here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If I'd say your cure for depression, of course, the FDA would shut us down as an unapproved new drug. We won't go there. Just remind everybody, it's the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Ed, can you stick around one more segment?
I sure can.
Op Ed, our millennial intern. We're going to talk about the arrest of a fish. Well, not technically a fish. So long and thanks for all the fish. Maybe.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
World through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, it's hump day. That means that we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger. Stick around for Ty. You know I will. And what else we got going on? Well, Op-Ed is here, our millennial, bright young intern. And he's making a lot of notes happen. And indeed, before you went on your trip to Lithuania and at Liberty Camp, which was so cool, there was an article that I had you working on. I don't know if it's complete or near complete because I definitely want to revisit it. And it relates to the scam of global warming.
Yes, yes.
I'm not asking you to comment on it, but I'm getting you on the air to put you on the spot to make sure that we cover it sometime soon and you publish it at robertscottbell.com because there's some stuff that I haven't even seen in the mainstream media and those who question global warming.
Well, I will get it done for you. Definitely.
All right. There you go. That's all you got to do is ask, and he says yes. So, no, this is it's interesting because here we are, in the hurricane season. There may be a hurricane. They'll of course blame it on climate change, as if one hurricane so far is climate change. Well, the climate has always changed, folks. They're duping us on this issue, but we'll revisit that at another time. Now, here's a bizarre story of the week, I think. Now, of course, Israel and Palestine and, Hamas and, the life of that country, it's been war-torn since the beginning just to stay alive. And so there are a lot of groups that want to see an end to it. There are a lot of, listen, there's a lot of controversy there. But what there isn't enough is weird stuff like this. Maybe we can laugh about it. I'm not sure. But Hamas, the last time I checked, are they a terrorist organization, Ed? Hamas?
Yes, they are. They are still a terrorist organization.
Okay.
Like the Palestinian arm of the
terror. Okay, so they're the militant Palestinian group, Hamas. They've said, they've announced that they've arrested a dolphin. They arrested a dolphin discovered off the coast of Gaza and accused it of being an Israeli spy.
Now, I have to ask, how do you mistake a dolphin for a spy? Now, Ed, you and I were talking about this off the air. If it was wearing a GoPro camera or, you know, had some kind of, I don't know, something that would say, okay, there's something going on with this dolphin. It's not just a dolphin. But this is just a dolphin.
Yeah.
What do you mean arresting a dolphin? How do you even arrest a dolphin?
Well, you know, the funny part of this is that, you know, we always get called, you know, woos or cracks, right, because we jump to unfounded conclusions, or, you know, they say we do. This is an actual example of jumping to an unfounded conclusion. To assume that because a dolphin is swimming off your coast, that it automatically must be spying for Israel, that is the prime example of, you know, of a conspiracy theory or of an unfounded conclusion. The stuff we're doing is actual research, is actual documented research. You know?
But we, but you know, our military does use dolphins for what? Bomb detection in oceans, yes?
Yes. Yep, yep, they're using for bomb detections, landmines, and in the water, all that stuff.
Oh, well, yeah. So, like you said, there's no reference to anything attached to this dolphin that would make it suspicious. There was no Israeli in a dolphin suit that they unzipped and said, oh, ha-ha, it's really an Israeli spy. No, uh-huh. it was a dolphin. a spy
nope.
Flipper.
They think that the Israelis have developed a technology or the dolphins through their eyelids or something or sent back intel to.
Yeah, and some are speculating here, Ed. The Times of Israel reports that the Israeli Navy has a fleet of dolphin-class submarines that maybe Hamas mistook that for just any old dolphin.
Oh, it definitely could have been that, you know. I'm sure someone's getting fired right now.
Yeah, well, that's where military intelligence gets its oxymoronic perspective or name. This is, again, these military conflicts, I never enjoy talking about this kind of thing, but again, when you're arresting a dolphin, I don't know. I guess it's hard not to cover it. I mean, we already covered the mystery of fat lesbians and the research going into why, and, you know, where could we go from there? We had to do the story on arresting a dolphin.
It all kind of ties in, right? But just how crazy stuff is getting, you know, in certain regards. Like, when you're living in a time where dolphins are getting arrested,
yeah,
and fat lesbians are claiming that there must be gremlins causing them to go to peace. I mean,
yeah. listen, hold on to your friends, folks. Even though they may be considered an unapproved new drug for making you happy or getting rid of your depression. I appreciate y'all being here. Thank you, Op-Ed. Thank you to Super Don. He's finding a home. And next hour, TMB joins RSB as we go outside the box. Why? Because the power to heal is yours, of course. Bring back the dolphins.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's
powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.